you died, my firefly. What could I have said to raise you from the dead? Oh, could I be the sky on the 4th of July? Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk. Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
I'm tryna fly a UFO, don't really do this often. Plus I forgot all the controls, me and my sexy problems. If love's the drug, then I'm a morgue and I've tried plenty of them. You're the best version that I've seen. No GPS, no ETA, I don't know what I'm doing. Now my world's exploded, I was hoping I could maybe move in. If love's the key, I've lost a bunch, something just keeps me looking. You're the best version that I've seen. And I need somewhere to land, I might as well fall into your earthly hands, so let me know you. Fingers crossed, I thought I was sure, but I guess I'm not. You're the best version that I've seen. I need somewhere to land, I might as well fall into your earthly hands, so
your earthly hands, so let me Yes. Bello, everyone.
Bello.
God, it's been like, what, 2 weeks?
It's been so long.
Sorry.
No, literally sorry. I think my just will to walk all the way over here is so low.
I'm never in Medford anymore. Mm-mm. So
where
it'll
are
be.
Help.
AKA SMFA. Yeah. So it'll be like a Saturday at 2:30, and I'm like, all right, 45 minutes to get back, half hour till radio show, and I'm so sorry I miss it, and to our 13 listeners.
Literally, 13 listeners, and you have to listen to me yawn, so I'm gonna go away from the mic.
We're both
my chair squeaks.
In the trenches. This is World War III out here, finals week.
Yeah.
Erin has a glossy look in her eyes.
I have a glossy tear in my eye, both eyes. And the yawns have been nonstop today.
Yeah, dude.
And I got so much sleep, so I don't
really
know why.
I didn't get any sleep last night. It was Marcello's 21st.
Wow.
Happy birthday to my best friend.
Happy birthday, Marcello.
Get
this man on the DJ set.
Dude, I'm trying to get him to come on, but
he's just nervous.
We can't play music with like profanity in it.
Yeah.
And I know that every song that he would want to play.
Couldn't
would,
he theoretically like, just like turn it off and then turn it back on every time it.
Bro, he listens to Chief Keef.
It would just be like silent the entire time. And then the beat would be in the back like.
Well, we wanted to do like a Young Lean day because he's almost as enthusiastic as me.
Almost.
Speaking of Spotify Wrapped. Let's hear your top five.
Guys, it was kind of embarrassing. Well, no, it wasn't embarrassing. It was just, like, not really what I expected. But, yeah, so my top artist this year, for some reason, was Steve Lacy. But it just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I feel like I didn't really listen to him this year. And then my top four songs are all just Pink Panther's.
Really?
Yes, but then for some reason, she's only my third top artist. It doesn't make any sense. And then my second top artist is Biba Doobie, and I thought Biba Doobie would be my top artist, but she just wasn't.
I'm surprised. Isn't Biba Doobie your top artist, like, for the last 2 years or something?
She was my top artist last year, and the year before that, it was Mitski.
Someone is sad.
Someone was so sad 2 years ago, but... Yeah, it was just a little weird. Not really what I was expecting. But Frank and Blood Orange made it in 4 and 5.
Ooh,
this year.
Love.
So, you know, good year. And 51,402 minutes.
Wow, listened. Nice. I think I had like 70,000 minutes or
As
something
you should.
Like that.
As you should.
You want to guess who my top artist was?
Is it Young Lean?
No. Who was my top artist last year?
Frank?
Yeah, I listened to... Last year, I listened to 9,000 minutes of... Blonde alone, which is like crazy. God. Frank made it to the top again.
Of course he did.
Young Lean was second, which is so embarrassing. Is so my Spotify Wrapped is like a walking red flag. So
was it like Young Lean or like Young Lean's like undercover?
No,
Spotify?
It was Young Lean. It wasn't even Jonathan Leendor 666. No, I think it was 96. And then third, Miss Phoebe.
Yeah.
Fourth, Mr. Matty Healy.
Ah, ooh.
1975.
Like Matty Healy.
No, 1975.
Okay, go.
And then fourth, Samia, which is a nice development, but makes sense because her new album, Honey, my top song was from that album. That album, like, carried me through the worst period of last year. But... One of my other top songs, I'm going to transition into the next song, is by a local musician and friend of mine, Matilda Marigold.
That was your top song?
No, one of my top songs was her Jesus Christ, which I think is such a good song. Jesus Christ, like, literally tickles a little, like, thing in my brain. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but that's a great song. So, I'm going to play Matilda's new song. It's called Head in the Sand. Fantastic. Her and her friends produced it, wrote it, recorded it themselves. Matilda's great. Matilda's doing things. This is a new sound for her, and I'm vibing with it. So we got Head in the Sand, Matilda Marigolds.
Am I sure that I have your love? getting all lit up about the outdoor mall. Baby, let me show you the synthetic palm. Couldn't we believe it was the hand of God making water boogie to a Kesha song?
Charm You, Samia. That was my top song of the year. Freaking love her. I went to see her at Brighton, I think, my freshman year with some of my high school friends. And all of us were just like, ooga booga. Like, she ooga was booga. So good. She's so small. She's like barely 5 foot. Anyways, song before that, I Want Someone Badly, Jeff Buckley. My mouth is watering for Jeff Buckley every day. And maybe one day I'll dedicate an entire radio show to Jeff Buckley. But Grace has been the album that I put on pretty much every day. I wake up in the morning and put on Grace, which is like, makes me sad, but it's fine. Up next, we have a request from my favorite Oma, my grandmother, who's listening from Virginia. Little I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Spirit lifter, head banger, Joan Jetter. Mm-hmm. We love it. Mm-hmm. I love rock and roll. I love my grandma. And Joan Jett.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was running strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me.
Time and dance with me. you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. It was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.
Hey. I need to know now, huh, because
That song is serotonin. Gelato Negro in general is serotonin. I'm seeing him in April and genuinely going to cry.
You've got the line up.
Well, I haven't been to any live music at all this semester, and next semester I'm finally gonna have a schedule that's gonna let me have freedom and breathe.
Woo woo!
So I was telling Aaron that I have tickets to see the Japanese House on Sunday, next Sunday, and when I say that she was my gay awakening, I'm not kidding. The song Cool Blue, I heard when I was in eighth grade, and I listened to that song and I was like, I can't tell if this is a man or a woman, and I love it. And then I found out who she was and I fell in love with her.
Yep.
And now I'm gonna see her and I'm gonna cry.
That's excellence.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyways, so before that we had, what was it? It was a cover of Britney Spears.
Oh, Baby One More Time by the Marias.
Freaking Marias.
Sexiest song
ever.
Thank you, Maria.
Maria ate that.
Thank you, Britney, and thank you, Maria.
Like, she ate down on that cover, and every time it just makes me feel like, I don't know, I can rule the world.
Literally.
And it's excellent. So.
And before that, we had one of Aaron's top songs, The Isle, Pink Panthers.
Well, not my top songs yet, but it will definitely be my top song for next year. But that was out off her new album, Capable of Love, which is all about love and, like, her struggle and, like, love for love.
Wait, is it about love?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. You can listen to it and find out. But anyway, Pink Panther is wife, and I recently found out that her name is Victoria, and she goes by Vicky.
Vicky is better fitting
and,
than Victoria.
I was like, that just makes so much sense. But yeah, I was like thinking of going on her tour, but I just know that those tickets are going to be like $1 billion, and she's going to be on stage like holding her little handbag and like being like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm gonna be like, what's this worth my time? And it'll be like over in like 30 minutes, so we'll see.
Erin has not been on the live music vibe lately. I just tried to get her to come to the Japanese House. You had such an unenthusiastic reaction.
That is not true.
You just send me a Japanese House song to play and then you say that you don't want to see her live.
Okay, but it's just like I don't have the funds lately. Like, guys, $30 is 2 hours of work at Tufts University.
Yeah, me too. $30 is like one One hour? No. $30 is... I have a really short shift.
Yeah.
On Mondays.
Yeah.
Because I have the weirdest job in the world, so I have a two-hour shift.
Yeah.
And that shift went straight to Japanese House.
Thank you, Japanese House.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, so next we have another one of Aaron's...
Oh my god, what is it?
Alien Love Call.
Oh, okay, yes. A few words on this one is that it's currently nominated for one of the best remix songs of the year for the Grammys.
Oh my god.
So I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. There are some, like, competitors within this category, but this is my personal favorite. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Yay.
It literally makes me dance, and Blood Orange is a genius. So
love Blood Orange. And to save you from hearing our voices too much after Alien Love Call, I'm playing another Jeff Buckley song. And it's gonna be a really different vibe switch, and that's okay. And it's just because I love Jeff Buckley so much. I'm reading his autobiography right now, and I love him. Okay, we have Blood Orange, Genius, and Genius number 2, Jeff Buckley.
Excellent.
kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell, lilac skin, your flame. Nine pearls in your kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell, I'm lilac skin, you're flaming me. I'm only here for this moment. I know everybody here wants you.
Jeff.
Everybody here wants you.
When I have a Jeff Buckley song stuck in my head, I think that I sound like him. And I was at work the other day, and I thought that I was alone. And I was like, I hope you guys just heard Aaron's burp.
I did not think that would be as loud as moving on.
Anyways, I don't sound like Jeff Buckley, and so when I sing Jeff Buckley, it's really embarrassing. Do you have a PSA?
PSA! Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Ha ha ha, that's the point, isn't it? No. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're ever under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that. Very good PSA.
Yeah, stay safe.
Stay safe. Don't drive. Just don't drive, guys. Don't drive, period.
Take the MBTA.
This is Amalia.
And Aaron. And this is Aftertaste, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts,
Tufts Freeform Radio. What? We have, like, 5 minutes left. All right. Sunshine Baby by the Japanese House is next. This album, highly recommend anyone go listen to it. It's, even if you don't know who the Japanese House is, it's called In the End It Always Does. It's literally just about, like, lesbians and... It's about lesbians.
Everything about Japanese House is about
lesbians. It's about lesbians. But she's great. She... I spend, like, way too much time just... like talking about the artist and everything.
No, I like it. Keep going.
She's very fun. I don't know. I feel like this album is very lighthearted. Well, actually, no, that's such a lie. There's like, it's half lighthearted, and then she just sneaks in with like some of the most devastating songs that you've ever heard.
Facts.
But she has a very like upbeat sound for most of this album, which I love, because a lot of her old music all sounded the same. Yeah, we'll end with Sunshine Baby by Japanese House, and then maybe one more if I stop talking. Okay, bye.
Bye.